Pushkin.
Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase N.A. member FDIC 2024 JP Morgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Dream listeners. Please stick around after this for a bonus episode that you won't want to miss.
Previously on The Dream.
The night before this hike or walk, whatever she wants to call it, happened, they were told to prioritize rest.
Then I start getting mad. I'm like, what? And then this person starts to mention, well, I have diabetes. I got to check my blood sugar. And Sasha and I look at each other like, nobody mentioned diabetes. Like, we might actually kill people on this trip. Like, we literally thought that I was like, oh my God. And I know this is a 15-hour situation, guys. 15 hours. We're just getting started. Yeah, okay. I was getting a little spicy.
Gloria Swanson, star of Sunset Boulevard and a million other movies, had a conversation with Mike Wallace back in 1957, where she took a kind of roundabout way of saying what I've been and what I think we've all been feeling about the state of the world and our place in it lately.
Let us take the Roaring Twenties. You know, the Roaring Twenties, that was all over the world. It wasn't just in a little tiny spot out there in California. Gaiety and a sense of freedom and abandonment was everywhere in the world, and everybody seemed to have a feeling of freedom. That doesn't exist today. Now there's pressures, there are higher taxes, there are other concerns. There is
perhaps more conformity.
Yes, I think so. I mean, much more. For instance, this is now, the United States is a country of do-it-yourself. Well, I'm so exhausted from doing it myself right now that I had to go to a hospital to lie down. Somebody said I had a nervous breakdown. They said I had, I don't know, hurt my leg, something else. Yeah. But I went there because I was exhausted doing everything myself.
Me too, Gloria. Nowadays, we're not even allowed to take grippy socks vacations by choice. She never knew how good she had it. At any rate, I agree with her. Something has gone awry in the story we tell ourselves about being American. And it's been hard to find the right person or group to be mad at about things as giant as capitalism or meritocracy or bootstrap thinking. The hardest workers reaping the highest rewards, it's a total sham. But it's like a religion here, something you must have faith in. Because if it isn't true, at least you worked hard. And if it is true, you win. I guess I'm mad at all of us for keeping up this facade. And I'm mad at the self-help and coaching industry for repackaging the idea and selling it back to us as empowerment and, you know, like fulfilling our own personal manifest destinies. But it's boring to listen to someone fight with an entire ideology most people adhere to, right? Lucky for me, one person came forward during our reporting that I could point my ire at.
So I'm Jessie Lee Ward.
Jessie Lee Ward from episode one, the business coach who took a bunch of her paying clients on a hike in Colombia that was only supposed to be 2 hours, but lasted forever.
Some people know me as Boss Lee or the people's mentor, you know, but at any rate, so I do a lot of things, sure, but I am the number one network marketer in the world. I also have an education company where I do coach entrepreneurs how to build and scale their businesses. And I'm a dog mom, most importantly. No, I'm kidding. but I'm just a serial entrepreneur, really. And I guess that's the easiest way to say it. And then I'll let you take the conversation wherever you'd like to.
After we heard the story about the Colombian expedition Jessie Lee took her coaching clients on, we put a request in through her office for an interview. In the request, we named our show, talked about our previous seasons, and sent them links. Months went by, and then one day, a miracle happened. They wrote us back and said, yes, she would give us an interview, with a condition. They said we could only have 30 minutes of her time for free. And if we go over, she would have to charge us. Which I don't know if you know, but I can't pay people to be on this show. It's unethical. So we said, no, we're good with 30, even though I'm not, and sent him a release which explains that the interview will be used for this show, The Dream. It took them a minute, but the morning of the interview, they finally sent a signed copy. We were good to go. I was going to speak with the Boss Lee, and I was a wreck about it. See, recently, Jessie Lee announced that she's been diagnosed with cancer, a scary one. She talks about it a lot on social media. And in the hours leading up to our chat, I had the kind of anxiety that makes you poop. Like, I was pretty suspicious of her, didn't love her vibe from what I'd seen and heard, but no one wants to be mean to a cancer patient, you know? So I was in knots, just trying to psych myself up to be cheery while also holding her to account. So I did a few little cries, pooped again, and then got on the call.
So, we're going to talk about coaching and a little bit about MLMs and stuff today. But I just wanted to let you know before we get started here that if there's a question you don't want to answer or don't have an answer to or don't know what I'm talking about, we can just move right on.
Okay. I'm pretty open, so I'm not too worried about it. But yeah.
I have 28 minutes left in our conversation to see about that.
So what does number one network marketer in the world mean, or how do you measure that?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, that I know of, at least reported, I'm the highest earner in network marketing, which is how some people would say is the most important. I actually don't think that's the most important metric to measure something like that. I think it's more important to pay attention to the influence that somebody has. So I'm on all of the biggest stages and have been now for 6 years straight. So I have a lot of influence over the actual profession itself. And then I guess I'm just kind of really well known. So that could also just be where that comes from. But I'm sort of the face of the profession. So I think that's where that comes from.
Have you always been like this? Like, did you want to be president growing up or anything like that? I find that a lot of people who make it big in some field have just been born that way.
I never wanted to be president. Leadership came, I think, from being thrust into leadership more than, oh, I was a born leader. I don't think I can agree with that so much. But here I am, vice president of my network marketing company. Almost great. President of the world. No, I'm kidding.
Can you tell me how you got thrust into that other career? Like, what was the day or a moment where it was like, oh, now you have to get on stage?
Yeah, my first time being on stage, it really was a thrust into kind of thing. It was one of these things where the CEO of a company said, what are you doing? Why is your business growing so fast? I want you to speak at this regional event. And I was like, speak at a regional event? I don't know how to speak at a regional event. But luckily, I had... In the college I went to, you had to take public speaking as a semester. Everybody had to. And most people had panic attacks when they had to do public speaking 101. And I rather liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I liked the idea of writing speeches and, you know, the voice inflections and the adding the humor and watching the audience pay attention instead of boring them and like feeding off their energy and all of this. I think empathic people can be really, really good at public speaking. So, and then I became a corporate trainer. Mm-hmm. And I got to kind of travel the world doing that. Not the world. What am I talking about? I got to travel Tennessee and Ohio and Indiana doing doing that, you know, just around, like in small town USA, basically. And then I started getting asked from big companies that weren't even in the network marketing space. Hey, would you come speak for my company? Hi, I heard that you can scale businesses. Hey, I heard you're the social media girl who's unbelievable. Can you teach my company how to grow social media? Hey, and I just kept saying yes, and people would pay and pay and pay and pay and pay. And I started realizing, whoa, I'm really good at this. And people get a lot of results doing this. And people ask me constantly, will you coach me? Will you coach me? Will you coach me? And I said, gee, am I a coach? Good Lord. But I love it. It's really turned into a huge passion project. I'm kind of obsessed with it.
Are you expensive?
I don't think so. I'm underpriced. I'm pretty underpriced. I'm really underpriced according to my coach. So I should raise my prices. That's a good reminder.
I'm the person always telling people to raise their prices. When I found out what my coach was charging me, I was like, that's not enough. Like, $85 an hour or something. I was like, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
And I understand I'm hurting myself here by telling you you're not charging enough. But
I appreciate you even saying that. Like, I love this conversation. This is an important conversation for people to hear. So it's like, I really truly believe that you get what you pay for in anything. So, and it's stupid. It's almost stupid what I'm about to say. I know that I pay my coach $30,000 an hour. I'm not exaggerating. Wow. Okay. So I know. But I'll be telling you about the results I get from having this guy coach me, okay? It's ridiculous. It's like I'm able to tap into the network. I'm able to tap into his brain. I'm able to tap into his expertise. He's built things that I've wanted to build. And he helps and he guides me. It's a time machine. You know, you don't know how much time you have on this earth. Nobody does. So why are you diddle-daddling around, wasting your time trying to figure everything out when you're staring at somebody who's done exactly what you want to do? You can hire them.
All right, so we're chatting, and I assume that Jessie Lee knew what show she was on, since we'd sent her a bunch of information about it. But it became clear as soon as I asked the next question, she had no idea who she was talking to.
To be completely transparent, I have a book coming out in March on Atria, and I have this show where I talk a lot about anti-MLM stuff, mostly just the why does this industry exist where, like, no one really makes any money, but people just keep signing up anyway. Like, it seemed like the dominant narrative should be like the true narrative. Would you just give me your take on the industry? Because you said you're a real proponent of it.
Sure. I love your honesty in saying that off the bat. So I think it's like anything. You know, I think some people are going to suck at everything they try to do except for what they're made to do. And then some people are going to be great at it. I also think not everybody has work ethic, but they want to compare things like they do. I don't think everybody has talent. I don't think everybody has skill sets. I don't think everybody's willing to learn. And that's not just network marketing. So it's like I look at waiting tables. Why was I the waitress that could always make way more money than everybody else? Well, I was personable. I was likable. I got to know people. I was smiling. I was charismatic. I got to know the menu better. I would upsell. I would cross sell. I would take extra shifts. I would do what people weren't willing to do. Well, I look at how I'm going to be in network marketing. I joined. I said, 1% of people can make $1 million a year. I'm going to be the person that makes $1 million a year. I put in more hours. I went to more events. I took more trainings. I spent a lot more time. I made a lot more sacrifices. I got in all the right rooms. I did all the right things. I treated it like a business. And so I look at a lot of people who join network marketing. And the big problem with network marketing is it's an even playing field. Nobody asks any questions. They just say, hey, you have $700. You're qualified.
I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turned to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So can I ask about your style of coaching? I've watched a lot of your videos, and I feel like your style is, I don't want to say aggro, but you're very boisterous. You're kind of tough. Was that a choice, or is that just like how you naturally are?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you pay for my coaching?
Do I pay for your coaching?
Yeah, like are you in the accelerator program?
No.
My coaching's not boisterous.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah. No,
that's
not
so
at all.
Funny. Do you tell people that when they sign up? Like, you're not going to get the same thing that you see on online?
No, because that wouldn't be accurate either. I think that it's important to realize that what you see on social media tends to be a snippet of somebody's personality or like a little glimpse into their life. But inside of my coaching, it is very tactical. It is super, super kind, loving, open, empathetic, listening. It is responsive into what people need, especially in my platinum coaching. It's super conversational. But I think I'm really different than people assume I am from the internet anyhow. So when you get to know me...
I think so. I mean, probably like if I go through the videos and look, it's like you talk a mile in a minute and you're very excited and it feels like really intense, even like short videos. So that's I think why I was making that assumption. It's not like a tender kind of caretakey vibe that some coaches have, you know, like,
oh, well, I'm not like I'm not a spirituality coach. I mean, I don't claim to be like a feminine energy coach. I don't claim to be, you know, someone who's going to just talk about how beautiful you are and wonderful you are and want to cuddle you. I'm the coach that you would hire if you're looking for actual results. So
yeah,
that I will say is true, but maybe that's why I attract males and females. I don't just attract, women. Like I see a lot of these spirituality coaches right now, which nothing wrong with them, of course, because that's their niche, right? And they say, you know, join me and I'm going to teach you how to become more spiritual and more in alignment with your life. And, that's just not what if you hire me as your coach in the accelerator, you're going to learn business skills. I'm going to show you how to make money.
Right.
I'm going to show you how to, you know, take your business to the next level. We're not going to sit around and kumbaya. If that's what you're looking for, I don't know. I don't even know who to refer you to.
Guys, I was trying, but the energy had shifted. So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. Couple mm-hmm. questions because we got like 5-6 minutes left. One, I did hear all about the Colombia trip. Any more notes on that? I saw some of your response videos, but I'm not like in Facebook or anything. So I don't really know much about that other than there was like a lot of chatter on TikTok about it being kind of brutal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what have you heard? I want to know about the trip because it sounds like
that it was like,
sounds like people on TikTok think they were on the trip.
Yeah. That it was a lot like that there was just a brutal hike and it was a lot more intense and people weren't prepared for it basically. I talked to Aaron.
Well, I've noticed.
Yeah. I talked to Aaron Bees a bit about it, but I've there's been plenty of people chit chatting.
Was she
it.
On the trip? I think I was on the trip, but I don't remember her being on the trip.
She wasn't. No.
Interesting. So TikTok journalism and YouTube journalism are very interesting to me because it seems to me like there tends to be little to no research done whatsoever. And a lot of crazy, salacious stories come out because they get views, right? And views make you money. I also find it interesting that these people have to use my name in order to get any views, but I guess that's kind of normal, right? So first thing I would do if I were to call Colombia an aggressive hike is I'd probably check the topography of Cartagena.
Mm-hmm.
Cartagena has no hills.
Mm-hmm.
Has no mountains. How could it be a brutal hike?
I don't know. I'm not sure where exactly mountains. It was, but I know that's the town you were staying in, but I don't know. I don't know exactly where it was.
The entire topography of the entire region of Cartagena has no hills,
uh-huh.
No mountains. So immediately, untrue. Second thing is nobody asked if anybody had asked anything about maybe waivers or asked about health anything or asked about going on the trip or what kind of trip it was, because everybody who talked about it wasn't on the trip. Mm-hmm.
But we heard those salacious details from Jessie Lee herself, remember?
We planned to make them walk 5 kilometers in direct sunlight on the side of a Colombian road. And so the first day, we were chilling in our flipping 12-bedroom villa. Day two, I tricked them even more, to be totally honest. I rented a boat for the day. We're gonna go on a hike tomorrow, you know, prepare for like 2 hours. And look, I knew it wasn't 2 hours, okay? And we said, if anybody asks throughout the entire day how much longer, that we said, you have to say, we're almost there. So even if they ask 20 minutes in, how much longer, we're almost there. We're almost there. We planned it to be like this because the whole thing was I wanted to break people.
So I don't really feel any need to defend myself about something that was an unbelievable leadership experience of people who, all 16 people, had an amazing time, made content about how incredible it was, made content about how much it shifted them as leaders. The one person that's a diabetic has had stable sugars ever since then, mm-hmm. has completely transformed her entire life, and credits a lot of it to that trip. So if I'm supposed to apologize for it.
I don't think I was asking for that. I was just asking what your perspective, or, you know, just what your experience was.
My perspective is that it sounds like people with very bad journalism have gotten in your ear, and it's kind of unfortunate.
I don't know if you caught it, but Jessie Lee essentially said that this hike cured someone of their diabetes. That's the kind of loaded language gurus often use, and you have to be on the lookout for it. It's sneaky. And then just a few minutes before the end of our time together, my phone started blowing up with text messages from people I'd talked to this season, telling me that Jessie Lee Ward was live broadcasting our entire conversation on social media. I had no idea. Not only did she not tell me she'd be doing that, she didn't do me the courtesy I'd extended to her and try to obtain my permission. I didn't know what to do, but chose not to spend the last few minutes in a fruitless argument. So I turned back to our topic.
When I was thinking about getting a coach, I wanted someone to like call me every single morning and tell me what to do with my day. Like at 9 o'clock, you're going to do this. At 10 o'clock, you're going to do this. At 11 o'clock, like how specific is it and how much handholding is there? And can you give us like a little peek into what, like the skills that you're teaching, what they are?
So you're not going to get mindset coaching unless you're in silver. Silver is specifically for mindset. In the gold, this is skill-based. So my gold training, which is my middle level training, this is exact tactics. This is not frou-frou, you know, take control of your life. This is your A through Z. This is what you need to do this. And then my platinum coaching, these are high-level people. I don't believe high-level people need somebody to call them. Like the thought of me hiring a coach to call me every day and tell me how to do my day, like, girl, no, I don't need that. Like I'm highly motivated. I'm highly inspired. I'm highly excited about my life. I've never needed somebody to say, hi, okay, now let's have a miracle morning and let's move our body and let's drink some water and let's brush our teeth and let's now go to the kitchen and make our juice. No.
Must be nice, Jessie Lee.
You're looking for a babysitter.
I am. I'm looking for like a babysitter or a wife. I do want someone to take charge of all that stuff.
Well,
to be honest,
at least
with
you. You're honest. No,
and I feel successful. Know. I do feel successful and happy in my career at the same time. But I would prefer to be taken, you know, for that stuff to not be on my plate.
Well, then you need an assistant. You don't need a coach. You need an assistant.
That's true. All right. I'll put a call out.
I mean, you're never going to have a coach who's going to like. That's.
Yeah.
Or maybe a therapist. I don't know.
I have one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like the practical skills though that you're talking about teaching. All right. Is there anything else that I'm missing or that you want to talk about before we end the call here?
I don't think so. Yeah. No. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. This has been really fun. It's fun to speak to you in person. It feels like kind of bizarre because I only know you from the internet.
Yeah. So well, a lot of people only know me through the internet. That's okay, though. Yeah. That's where you can start the relationship and then take it where you want to take it.
One of the difficulties in interviewing a person who does public speaking for a living is that they're pretty rehearsed. They have all their talking points down. So it was a bit difficult to get her to loosen up, say something off the cuff. But after we hung up, her live broadcast kept going, and she and her assistant relaxed a bit.
Carissa had a bad feeling about these people. I was like, oh, they're anti-MLMers. Note to self, do not subscribe to this podcast, Leah says. Is that for real? Was she for real? Oh, gosh. But listen, they try to rattle you. This is kind of like their thing. And it's impossible when you stand in your truth, right? So, yeah, she's looking for a babysitter or something. I'm not totally sure what she's looking for. But nothing I do is scammy. And to call me an aggressive coach when she's never paid me a dime. And I like how, did you notice how her internet cut out? Like God was like, no, bitch. Did you notice that? Did y'all notice that? I think she was prepared, but she really thought that I was going to stumble. I don't stumble. All right. That got me all razzle-dazzled for the day. I feel like I'm excited now. Okay, so we're going to have an excited day, and I'll be back later with a podcast that they're not going to try to attack me on. Okay? All right. And I hope she does not send me her book, because you shouldn't burn books. Have a good one.
She talked about me with her followers on lives for the next couple of days while she was cooking or juicing or whatever.
You watched an interview the lady did with me. It was hilarious. You're so awesome. Like, once I realized what she was doing, I realized that what she wanted was for me to get mad so I could fulfill some kind of narrative of hers that I'm some, like she said, boisterous, tough, aggressive, are the words, three of the words she used to describe me, person and coach. And if you've ever been coached by me, like I'm guessing some of you probably have, those are not words that I would use to describe me. And then she tried to say, oh, so you're false advertising? And I'm like, you need to get lost.
I believe what she was referring to with the false advertising thing was the moment I asked her if she tells her paying clients essentially that she's like a totally different person behind closed doors.
So if you want to be stupid, which she clearly does, just keep being stupid. And apparently, I think she lied, but she said she told Carissa that she's an Emmy award-winning journalist.
That's what it says on also on Wikipedia and her Twitter, I think.
And her Wikipedia and her Twitter, which we will not provide you with because we are not going to promote such a clearly, you just know, inept human. But we couldn't find the Emmy. So I guess I'm going to call myself an Oscar-winning, Emmy-winning, Grammy-winning artist. I'm a Grammy-winning artist because I say so. Okay? It was awful to listen to you say no. Your 12-year-old could have done better. I don't disagree with you. I like how much she stumbled. I like when you make them squirm a little bit. You make them squirm. All right. So after this, I'm going to do the citrus, and I'll answer some more questions for y'all. If you have them. Or we can talk about that crazy lady. I don't even know if she knew that I was streaming live. Like, I don't think she does her research. And so I don't think she knew that every time I do an interview.
Then later on that day, she called me a dingleberry. So number one, fuck her. At least I had the balls to say everything to her face. And Jesse Lee and Jesse Lee's assistant, Wikipedia, where you say you looked me up, contains footnotes down. You got to scroll a little ways, but it's kind of down at the bottom. Well, you can see them because they're embedded in the article. If you want to find all my accolades, they're that's where they would be. But number two, this got me thinking about the success at all costs mentality we've been looking into this season. Napoleon Hill, Ray Higdon, Jesse Lee Ward. They all have this eat or be eaten attitude. And they all seem to have really bought into the idea that in order for them to win, someone else must lose. And that it's funny if someone else loses. And it's fun to get over on someone you think is a loser and make fun of them for being a loser. But I'll admit, it's not the best feeling to listen to someone call you names for days on end. I'll be okay. And I really hope Jesse Lee is fine too, and that all the woo-woo stuff you read about negative attitudes feeding cancer cells isn't true. After that whole thing, I just wanted someone to say I was doing okay. So I asked my coach.
I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is that many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turn to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
After our final workout, my coach, Jesse, and I sat down to talk about how I did over these past 6 months.
Just tell me how I'm doing. I'm going to stop and catch my breath first because we don't need me in the background like,
well, you're doing great. No, honestly, I'm very proud of you. Like, the way that you just let go of the fast food, you prioritized yourself. You said, this is it. I'm going to go with it. You were a little hesitant about doing the whole tumor surgery. Mm-hmm. But when you knew that even changing your diet didn't make you feel good, I think that you were like, okay, you know what? I need to do everything that she's telling me to do because she knows best, yeah, and she sees something that I'm not seeing. Before you start feeling good, there was a lot of turbulence, which is normal, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, resistance. I don't want this. And it's all normal. But you went through all the motions, and look at where you are now. You look alive.
Thank you. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm feeling a lot better.
You look alive. You still look like you're like working on it, mm-hmm, and I'm sure you're hearing a lot of different great things, but
not really, but
but you know, but I feel like you're moving in the right direction, and you're so different. Instead of not believing, you're open, and that is huge. I think that that is what is making all of this work. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're open, you're like, you know what, let me do it just so I can say I did it and no, it doesn't work, or yes, it does work. Mm-hmm. But not doing it because like, ah, yeah, that sounds like, bleh. That was you before. Now you're just like, let me try. Mm-hmm. And trying has gotten you this far.
Yeah.
So it's all the energy that you put into it.
Yeah.
So if you're hopeful and you're doing it with love and one great foot in front of the other, step by step, this is where you get.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I'm very proud of you. Like, honestly, like, without saying your name to a lot of clients, you know, I always, like, use you as an example. I was like, this woman stopped. She just stopped. She just stopped eating fast food because she cared so much about herself. But there's one thing that always makes you strong. And for you, it was your daughter. Mm-hmm. The love that you have for your daughter and the, as much as she needs you in her life, mm-hmm. gave you the strength. That fear became fuel.
Yeah.
You're fueled with love.
So when we first started, I have to admit, there was like a moment where I was like scared. This is maybe not going to make any sense, but I got like a little freaked out. Like I was, like maybe this was like culty. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, I was afraid of like losing control. Like I don't like giving over control.
But it was the opposite. It was completely the opposite. I gave you all control.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I guess I sound a little culty because I always like go back like metaphysical stuff and, you know, and that seems a little culty, you know, when someone connects to like their inner light. It's like, ah, oh, fuck, this woman is like, she's going to come out with mushrooms and she's going to come out with this shit. And like, at least with my practice, I know that for me, love means everything. Everything. That for me, God is love. This universe is love. Light is love. Everything is, it comes from love. So if I'm able to just give it to you, and sometimes that can be culty-like. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, why the fuck is this woman giving me so much love?
Well, I love you now. Okay. I love you now.
I mean, it's like, she's like, yeah, it's okay.
I like that we've gotten to know each other and I feel like we're friends now.
We are. We are.
And months later.
Months later, yeah. But I understand that I come across like, you know, like, okay, just self-love yourself and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really hard ass. I'm just like, I help you find your way. You're finally feeling this self-beautiful love that you are. And Jane, you're pretty badass. You really are.
At the beginning of this, I said I would hate if someone called me badass. I said it on tape.
And you're so fucking... You are.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. You know what I mean?
I know. I gotta go finish a book now.
Like me at the beginning of this experiment, Jesse Lee derided people like my coach who, quote, sit around and kumbaya. But over the past 6 months, I've come to realize I super prefer that to sitting around and counting dollars. Not that I know from experience. So what? My coach is a little hokish pokish. At least she's kind and thoughtful. There's something at the heart of the coaching world, at the heart of manifesting and positive thinking and all that, that my coach would never ascribe to. And that's the idea that if you are smart and have the right mindset, you will live in a mansion. And that you should want to live in a mansion if you're smart and have the right mindset. That having an attitude of gratitude will bring abundance, and that the proof that you have the wrong attitude and that you're an idiot is that you belong to the 99%. Not once did my coach suggest thinking and growing rich or leveling up. We made tiny changes to my life, I mean, like the size of a taco, that really improved my outlook and my health without cheering each other on for climbing over the rest of the caterpillars to reach some unknown reward at the top of the pile. That's a reference to the 1973 illustrated book, Hope for the Flowers, that puts everything I'm thinking very plainly and beautifully. The real reward is becoming a butterfly without being a dick about it. The Dream is written, hosted, and executive produced by me, Jane Marie. Our producer is Mike Richter, with help from Nancy Golombisky and Joy Sanford. Our editor is Peter Clowney. The Dream is a co-production of Little Everywhere and Pushkin Industries. From Pushkin Industries, special thanks to Farah DeGrange, Jake Flanagan, Lital Malad, Greta Cohn, Jacob Smith, Eric Sandler, Kira Posey, Isabella Narvaez, and Jordan McMillan.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.